Today, my dear faithful, is the Feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into Heaven. The epistle for today's Mass, it's taken from the Book of Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel. Thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me. And holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, it is interesting to note that while the dogma of the Assumption was not infallibly defined until the year 1950 by Pope Pius XII, the tradition of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven is, in fact, centuries old. St. Alphonsus de Liguori, in his book, The Glories of Mary, recounts what tradition has handed down of the Assumption. After our Lord ascended into heaven, our Blessed Mother remained on earth. She stayed in order to aid the infant church. Good mother that she is, she encouraged the early Christians, instructed and guided them in how to follow after Christ. She comforted them in their trials and taught them how to carry their cross after our Lord. Our Lady encouraged them to continue laboring for the glory of God and the salvation of more and more souls. Years went by, and Our Lady was always a mother to the early Christians. And yet, at the same time, how she longed to be reunited to her own divine Son. She remained willingly on earth, knowing that this was God's will for her. But how that must have cost her to wait so long to see our Lord once again. Of course, again, she waited patiently, carrying her own cross after our Lord, and helping the apostles and the faithful to carry theirs. After many years, one night, as St. Alphonsus de Liguori recounts the tradition, an angel appeared to Mary. It was the angel Gabriel, the same angel who made the greatest annunciation of all time, as he carried the message to Our Lady that the Son of God would come to her and become her son. Now the angel Gabriel came in order to bring the message that it was Our Lady's turn to go to her son, to take her rightful place in heaven at his side, to reign as queen of heaven and earth in all the magnificent glory that she deserved. After St. Gabriel revealed this, Our Lady bowed her head and answered with those same words she said at the angel Gabriel's first visit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Soon after this, Our Lady forewarned the apostles of her approaching death. The apostles and disciples were stunned by this loss so soon to happen. Our Blessed Mother consoled them by telling them, I do not leave you to abandon you, but to help you still more in heaven by my intercession before God. Finally, when the time was right, our Lord came to his mother. He took her by the hand and led her body and soul into heaven. Now, we Catholics, my dear faithful, do not need to ask the reason why Our Lady was given such honor. We understand that the Mother of God deserves such glory, for she was a perfect mirror of our Lord throughout her earthly life. As Our Lady told her cousin, St. Elizabeth, in today's Gospel, My soul doth magnify the Lord. Now, if you look up the word magnify, you will find it means to make something appear larger than it is. The question then comes up, how can a person magnify God? That is, make God appear larger than he is, when he is infinite. God is limitless. He is without bounds. The answer is that a person magnifies God by becoming like unto God themselves. As a person draws near to God in sanctity, in love, in obedience to the divine will, so that person's soul becomes a small reflection of the infinite goodness of God. Our Blessed Mother magnified God throughout her life by her perfect reflection of God's love and her obedience to his divine will. The will of Mary always coincided with the will of God. Throughout the earthly life of her divine Son, she always followed him most perfectly. With all her heart, she knelt at the side of his crib, accepting the joy of his birth, because all this was the will of God. So Our Lady began in following our Lord's earthly life, and so she followed him with all her heart, even unto the end, when she stood beneath his cross. Our Lady shared in all his joys in his youth, and his sorrows as a man. So she deserved to share his glory in both body and soul. Our Lord gave the blessing to the early church of having the Blessed Mother with them. But finally, Our Lady's course of earthly life was completed. Her divine Son called her to himself, body and soul. He took her hand in his and led her to the kingdom of heaven. He set her upon her rightful throne at his right hand. And all this, my dear faithful, because she magnified God throughout her life. She was his most perfect mirror. And so too must we be. We also must magnify God as our Blessed Mother did. This means submitting ourselves, our wills, and our lives to the divine will. Our Lord has given us his teaching and his commandments for us to follow. But like the early church, he did not leave us alone. He gave us the church, the sacraments, and he gave to us his own Blessed Mother. And so I encourage you to use these graces that God has given us, most especially to pray to Our Lady every day. Ask her to pray for you, to gain for you the grace you need to follow after our Lord. Go to her in your doubts, your trials, your crosses, and she will be your comfort. Pray most especially her rosary. The rosary is one of the prayers most dear to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, for by it we contemplate the life of her divine Son. We walk alongside our Blessed Mother, holding her hand, following after our Lord. When we pray the joyful mysteries, we take our place at Mary's side, kneeling by the crib, and adoring our God. When we pray these sorrowful mysteries, like St. John, we support our Blessed Mother, comforting her, as she follows our Lord in his passion and death. And when we pray the glorious mysteries, we look on as our Lord rises again even unto heaven, then takes our Blessed Mother to her rightful place, and she beckons to us to follow after her. Pray the rosary, my dear faithful, every day, and learn by it how our Blessed Mother magnified our God throughout her life. Do this especially today when so few do the will of God, and even fewer honor our Blessed Mother. So many, in fact, dishonor her blatantly and purposefully insult her. Do you at least comfort our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart? Be a true child of Mary and live your life magnifying our God. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.